Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
This week for Murder Monday, it is a two-parter. Start this Monday, wrap it up next week. It's about Johnny Gosch.
Here's Johnny.
I don't know if that's related. That's not what the movie's about, right, Ashley?
Not at all.
Okay. Sorry. I just thought maybe the name Johnny was in it. Okay.
Yeah, there is a documentary on Netflix called
Who Took Johnny?
Who Took Johnny? And you can watch it, but I don't want you to because I want you to stick around for next week to hear all the story from Ashley.
Is it about this Johnny?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Not that one.
Still no.
Okay. Then what's going on here with Johnny Gosch and Murder Monday today? Where do we leave off and where are we going?
The police and FBI have basically told Noreen and John Gosch that they have to prove something happened to their son in order for them to even think about investigating. So a man comes forward named Ken Woodward who tells Noreen that he actually is doing his residency at Iowa State, and he is an expert in pedophilia. And to take you guys back to 1982, everyone here and everyone listening probably has a good idea of what a pedophile is, and it's well known. In 1982...
No one even heard that word before.
They had no idea. The police didn't even know what a pedophile was. So they had never thought about this. So he's telling them about all of these organizations, basically what we now know as human trafficking, these organizations that are taking young children. And he actually shows them there's this underground magazine subscription for pedophiles that actually has pictures of children, and men can place ads asking for specific kinds of kids to purchase.
Yeah.
So they come with these ads and say, hey, this is proof. There's a reason that someone would take Johnny. It's not just because he ran away. And the police still don't care. And basically nothing happens until 1984. It's August 14th, another early morning about the same time of year, and another boy who's 13 years old, Eugene Martin, is abducted while doing his paper route.
Dude.
Same city. And the police don't really see, they say, a connection.
Get out of town!
The family.
Come on!
The family, the media, everyone is connecting these two boys. Obviously, something's going on. It's the same time of year. They have the same job.
Yeah. Except law enforcement. Everyone sees it except law enforcement. That is what is so scary about this
But
case.
Isn't law enforcement, to be fair to them, and maybe they mess this up, but aren't they supposed to, like, not jump to conclusion? Because the first thing we think of is we like to associate things, right?
Absolutely.
That's a pretty obvious conclusion. I mean, that's an obvious connection.
Well, here's
it's
what...
It's similar, for sure.
It's one thing to say at the time, not to jump to conclusions, but again, we're looking back, and in the documentary, Captain Bob Rushing, the guy we heard from earlier, gives a statement, even in 2012, what his thoughts on these two boys going missing are.
Whoops, wrong one. I was going to play a little Usher for you.
We worked them in depth, trying to find a connection. We did not find a connection. The boys were dissimilar in most aspects other than their gender.
No, not true.
Yeah.
They were both seen talking to men in cars. They were both the same age. They were both paper boys. They both went missing from the same city. The family obviously knows more than the public does, and John and Noreen Gosch say absolutely these are connected, but they cannot get the police to help. And at this point, they're wondering why. I mean, it's past ignorance at this point. It's almost like a blatant refusal to give them help, but they don't know why.
This should be every single parent listening's worst nightmare. Imagine your child has been abducted, they've gone missing, they vanished into thin air, and the police, the FBI, says you're crazy and will not help you.
Yeah, and there really becomes this battle between Noreen is often pictured as this crazy mother who's just insane with all these conspiracy theories, but she's in a battle with someone who won't help her.
Mm-hmm.
In 1984, so they're getting no publicity, they're having to do everything on their own, and a dairy company actually comes forward and offers to put Johnny Gosch and Eugene Martin's photo on the milk cartons that they distribute to get some publicity. So this is actually how the milk cartons Barton missing campaign got started.
Wow.
Wow. So if you collect those, that's like a limited edition first one.
Johnny Gosh milk carton.
You've got the Johnny Gosh milk carton? Oh my gosh.
I have a picture of their milk carton on my Instagram at Indie Ashflowers. So along with this campaign, they actually partner with my man, John Walsh, and they established the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children as well. So they're really, at this point, there are all these procedures. If your car gets stolen, the police can track it outside of state lines. But in 1984, if your child is abducted, there's zero procedure for what to do if they cross state lines.
Oh my gosh.
So they literally. Oh my God. So they passed this bill as well, basically called the Johnny Gosh Bill, that forces law enforcement to act immediately if a parent says that their child has been abducted. Even though they pass all these bills, even though they create the National Institute for Missing and Exploited Children, nothing is happening. There's no new clues. There's no sign of Johnny until 1985. When they get a call from a woman who says she has proof John is alive.
Shut up.
All right, we're going to continue Murder Monday next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out pictures of Johnny and his wagon at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Twitter.